Okay, so we have these Bigdei Kehuna, the clothing of the Kohanim, and in Parsha in Perek Chavches Pasuk Beis, the Torah tells us Vasu Bigdei Kodesh La'arod Achicha Lechavot Ulatifares. So the purpose of the clothing is for honor, for glory, and obviously clothing has been used sometimes. Obviously, for good. Sometimes the word clothing, beged, means boged, mean to deceive, to actually trick. And in fact, begadim were used in Sefer Bereishis to trick. Who used begadim to trick?
Yaakov.
Yaakov used it to trick Yitzchak. Who else?
It's a trick.
Yehuda, or the brothers used to trick Yaakov when they said that Yosef was killed. Tamar tricked Yehuda with begadim. She dressed up as a prostitute. Potiphar's wife even used the beged. She ripped it. She said, I'm sorry, she used the beged in a deceitful way to say that Yosef tried to force himself on her. And yet, we have this requirement of Bigdei Kodesh for Arod, special Bigdei Kehuda for Kavod and Tiferes.
Rabbi, we also see it today where, on trial, these people who are on trial, they put on nice ties, nice
Right.
shirts, nice.
Right. So why would the Torah require the Kohanim to wear Bigadim? Like, what's the Torah's view? Does the Torah think clothing is good? Could it deceive? Why not simply wear what you're wearing? Why would you think that there should be Bigdei Kehuda? What would you say?
It also has to do with, just like it goes someplace special, you get dressed up and,
So the goal is that the Kohanim are
I'm in
going
the
to
Beit
are in a special place, so they should wear special clothing. It's just appropriate to do that. Okay.
And because they have a special position.
So they have a special position, and so what? Let's flesh
They
that out.
should look the part.
They should look the part. Why?
Because people admire those that look clean and dress well.
Okay, so what you're saying is it's for other people.
Yeah,
Okay.
and for themselves.
Okay. So we have to,
When you dress well, you feel better yourself.
Okay. So we'll, as we'll see, we're gonna study three different approaches as to what the goal of the Begadim are. And within those three approaches, the first question is, to what extent is it for them, and to what extent is it for other people? Again, because Begadim could trick, but Begadim could also shape your behavior. So, for example, the Ramban writes, "Lechavod ulatifares, sheyia nichbad umafuar b'mabushim nichbadim umfuarim," that the Kohanim should be honored and glorified in honorable clothing and glorified clothing. Ki'ela habegadim levushe malchutim. This is clothing of royalty. Kidmutam yilbeshu ha'malachim bizman ha'Torah. This is similar to what kings wear in the time of the Torah. Kemo shematzinu beketonet v'yaselo ketones pasim. So we find that Yosef is given the clothing from Yaakov, ketonet pasim. Shepirusho mirukemet kidmut pasim. And this is embroidered in the image of pasim. And what is pasim? Ketonet tashbeitz. It's a type of whatever a type of garment. And but the point is, vilbisho keben malche kedem. So the princes used to wear of antiquity. The princes would wear this ketonet tashbeitz, this type of material, and also the me'il as well. In Shmuel Bet, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Ches, he cites, "But v'oleh ketonet pasim ki kein tilbashna bedot hamelach habetulot me'ilim," that the virgin princesses would wear me'ilim. So one way of looking at these clothing, this type of clothing was actually the type of clothing that in those days the surrounding cultures, this clothing was worn by royalty. Rabbeinu Bachaye writes, "L'chavolo tifaret al das apshat shitkabei vitpaher bahem." Okay, and the pshat is that he should be honored and glorified. Generally, by the way, if you're honored and glorified, so what does it mean you're honored and glorified? Usually by someone else. Lufisha Kohen Gadol Malach Hashem Tzvakot Eitzal Yechidim Binyan Avodah. He is similar to a Malach Hashem when it comes to the service. Because what's a Malach? A Malach is an intermediary between God and the people. So in some respects, he is like a Malach. So he's now commanded to wear royal garments. He should be like the king who's honored and glorified by the masses. Be complete with everything. Again, because it's royal garments. So he's adding that the Kohanim are like Malachim. The Ibn Ezra writes, it's also unique. No one else wore this clothing. So one way of looking and viewing the Bigdei Kodesh, lechavod ulatifaret, it's for others to give the Kohanim officer, the Kohanim honor, to glorify them, not so that you get to their head, but it's to glorify the office of the Kohuda, to say that this is very important, this position, the kahuna, the role that they play. And as you honor the people, you're honoring the office behind the people.
And now it could also be that to have some spiritual something with these begadim, because the eighth begadim, which reminds us of the eighth day, there's eight begadim of the Kohen Gadol,
right?
Reminds us of the eighth day of Milah. And also, it wore shatnez, which is interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe in Shatnez is like a high level thing that only Kohanim can wear.
They're high level. Yeah. Could be. Well, we're gonna see that I did find some sources that point to the spiritual significance of the Begadim, not what you suggested, but I think we need to look at that definitely. So again, one approach is simply that others will respect the Kohen, but there's another approach that maybe it will transform their avoda. If they wear the garments, they know what they're doing, right? They'll take their work much, not just that the other people will take them more seriously, they'll take themselves more seriously. The Sefer HaChinuch writes in Mitzvah Tzadites, Shenitztavu HaKohanim Lobosh Begadim Yuchadim Ligdula. The Kohanim are commanded to wear unique clothing for greatness, for kavod and honor. Vaz Yavdu Mamikdash, then they're going to worship in the Mikdash, Shemar. That they should make holy garments for Aaron, your brother, and for his children. What's the root of the mitzvah? The foundation that's established to us. A person acts according to, or he'll behave according to his actions. He'll feel a certain, according to his actions. But then his actions he'll behave according to his actions. Then afterwards, his thoughts will be drawn and his intentions will be drawn after his actions. Vashalich ha-machaper, and the emissary who atones for the sins of the Jewish people, tzrich latpis, ko machshavto v'kavanato al havoda. He needs to really focus to what he's doing. He's got a big job. Alken roi litlabesh b'gadim yuchadim ela'a. So therefore, he needs to wear special garments. So that whenever he looks at any place in his body, he immediately reminds himself, who is he serving? In front of who is he standing? So that's similar, so similar to tefillin, where you wear parts of your body so you remind yourself, you have proper thoughts. And even though the Kohen himself wore tefillin, He also, because, but he had a greater purpose. He was doing the avoda, so he needed this also. And therefore, he was obligated. The length of his the garment should be on his whole body, right? Until a little bit higher than his ankle, than his heel. And the ketonet should be all the way up to his wrist. And the hat is 16 amos wide. It's very big, and it's 16 amos long. Sorry, and it covers his head. Wherever he's looking, he sees he's wearing a hat. The belt is 32 amos, very long. He's wrapping it around his body. He's constantly feeling it. Whenever he's walking, moving his arms, he's feeling it. This will teach us the truth. The truth, Melvad Sheish Binyan Kavod Labayit. He also mentioned it's honor for the house, for the Beit HaMikdash. You go into a certain building, like what you said, and Lavoda for the office. You have to wear a Malbush Miuchad. So he does mention about a Malbush Miuchad, a unique garment for the office where you're going into the job that you're doing. But the Sefer Chinuch focuses mostly on the Kavoda. He needs to be reminded what he's doing. He needs to have the proper kavana when he's doing the avoda, because the kavana, the intent, the concentration when he's doing the avoda is critical. The Malbim develops this idea even more. And the Malbim says the following, very beautiful idea. He says, V'yasisa bigdei kodesh. You'll make holy garments. Yiretzineya b'gadim shetziva lasos. Yakfia galoy b'gadim chitzonim. Right, so the garments that he was commanded to make, most commanded to make. So these were, external garments. The Torah tells us how all the craftsmen did their work, how they made these begadim. But really, the goal was to teach Moshe about the inner begadim. Shiasu kohane Hashem, that the kohanim would make. Labish bamet nafshol tehem, to that they'd wear on their souls and their nefesh. B'deot uvemidot uvetchunot tovot shehem abushi nefesh. Yes, there were these external garments the Kohanim wore, but that was just to help remind them. They wear the physical clothing, but this requires the Kohanim to wear midot and good midot, and to clothe their nefesh. Their soul, and the clothing of their souls with their midot, these are garments that the workers did not create. But Hashem commanded Moshe that he should make these holy garments. What does that mean? Hanu lamdam tikun nafshotem midotem, bofen shel yalbishu hod vadar nafshava pnimit. What does this mean? That they would fix their souls and their midot in a fashion that they would wear glory and splendor. They wear glory and splendor in their inner souls. Uperish vasita big de kodesh lechavod. What does it mean? You can make holy garments for honor. So he explains. Kit ba'er etzleinu b'chol makom shenefesh adam nikra b'shem kavod b'kitvei kodesh. The Malbim writes. He proves in other places that the kavod. Right, the big day kodesh are the kavod of tifaret. The kavod refers to the soul, the nefesh. Taseh big day kodesh shebam yitlabesh ha-kavod shi ha-nefesh. You wear the big day kodesh so that eventually you'll wear that you'll wear on your kavod, which is the nefesh. And he says, I already explained in Sefer Yeshayahu, shish hevdel ben kavod uvein tifaret. There's a difference in kavod and tifaret. Between honor, kavod, and tiferet, glory. Shichubar adam gam b'male tivit. The person, he naturally has kavod with his nice characteristics. He has natural things about him that he's honored with. Avalo yitpayer rak b'mala b'chirit. But you only get pe'er, tiferet, that's when you choose to do something good. Umitzad, we have natural things which we're born with, natural wonderful qualities. That's kavod, tiferet, are those things that we choose to do that bring glory to the world and to ourselves. Umitzad ruchanit sheish nefesh betiva mitzad mekor mechatzavta nikret kavod. What's the spiritual aspect of our that's ingrained in our soul? That's our kavod. That our soul is pure, our soul has wonderful qualities, that's kavod. What's tiferet? That's through our avoda, our kedusha, the behavior that we do, the acts that we do, that's tiferet. And through the big day kodesh, they wear both of these garments. Rotze lomar, what does it mean? Shi'elamdein v'yaseyel tam b'zchuto lehitlabesh b'levusha yekar v'hadar. That Moshe should teach them, help them, in his merit to wear these splendid these garments. Uvazeh yaseh big day kodesh. And through these big day kodesh, you'll wear clothing lechavod for your nefesh, for your neshama. That's called kavod. So we wear garments for our nefesh, which are the midot, and then it reminds us, we put on these clothing, it reminds us to wear clothing for our neshama, for our nefesh, for our soul. And when we do that, and when we do the avoda, and we act in ways of kedusha, so then, that is called tiferet. So, according to the Malbim, wearing the physical clothing requires the Kohanim to wear midot, prepares the Kohen for the avoda, and transforms, and the Kohen is transformed through the avoda to tiferet. This is similar, perhaps, to when we wear Big Day Shabbos. We're Big Day Shabbos, it transforms the Kedusha of Shabbos for us. That is how he explains how it changes the Kohen. That changes the Kohen's avoda through wearing the garments, which affects his nefesh and affects his mindset and transforms him. But there's maybe one final approach. So again, we talked about for others to give the office of the Kohen glory. The other one is to help prepare him and maybe to for the avoda and perhaps to transform the avoda to an act of tiferet. But there's one other aspect perhaps. Maybe it's also to tame the Kohen. See, the Kohen is the zealot. The Kohen is someone who takes initiative. Levi is one of the people who wiped out the city of Shechem. We have Pinchas, who acts with zealousness in killing people who are behaving bad when there's a magefa plague at the end of Parshas Balak. We have Nadav and Avihu, who use initiative. They're also zealot. They want to come close and enter a place that was unauthorized. And even at Har Sinai, Torah says when the Bnei Yisrael are at Har Sinai, Hashem says to Moshe, "Raid ha'ed ba'am pen yersul Hashem liraus v'nafal menurav." Hashem says to Moshe, "Go down to the people, and lest they are destroyed when they come too close to Hashem." V'gam ha'kohanim nigashim el Hashem yitkadashu pen yifrotz b'hem Hashem. So he has to specifically and especially warn the Kohanim who are coming close to Hashem. They probably were a little closer than the rest of the people. But I'm concerned that they're going to come too close to Hashem, lest if they come too close to Hashem, then they might be punished because there are limits. Now it's interesting, Rashi says when it says Kohanim, it's not the Kohanim, it's really the Bechoros. At that point, the firstborn serves as the Kohanim. But it doesn't. And he says they were Nikashim al Hashem to bring korbanos. Even though they're more chashuv, they're more important, no, they have to stay back. The point is, even if they were the Bechoros, it's a question, were they Bechoros or the Kohanim? Even if they're the Bechoros, Torah calls them Kohanim. Because the Kohen, whether they're Bechoros or not, someone who shows initiative, who's zealous, he is someone who is a Kohen. The Kohen possesses unbridled initiative. So the question is, how do the clothes tame the Kohen? Says the Gemara in Zvachim, which says the following: Vamar Rebbe Einene Bar Sasa. Okay, never heard of this Rebbe before. It's an unusual name, but he says Lama Nisbacha Parsh. This is in Zvachim Daf Pechesam and Beis. And he says Lama Nisbacha Parshas Korbanos La Parshas Big Day Kahuna. Why is there a juxtaposition between the Parsha of Korbanos and the Parsha of Big Day Kahuna? Why are they mentioned next to each other? So Lomar Lacha, it's to teach us Ma Korbanos Mechaprim, just like Korbanos atoned for the sins of Klal Yisrael. Af Big Day Kahuna Mechaprim. So also the Big Day Kahuna served to atone for the sins of Klal Yisrael. Kisones Mechaperas Ashvichos Dam. The ktonet, sorry, that the coin wears, so that atones for the sin of murder. Shenema v'yishpichatu sirizim v'itbulat ktonet padam. When the brothers shechted, slaughtered a goat, they dipped the ktonet in blood. That's with to fool Yaakov that they had, that Yaakov was, that Yosef was killed. So there's association between ktonet and murder. Michnasayim mechaper d'agilu arayos, michnasayim, the pants that the Kohen wears, that atones on the sin of adultery, of forbidden relationships. Because the Pasuk says, the Shenemar ve'asolohem michnasay bad, lechasos es besar erva, covers the besar erva connected gilu arayos. Mitznefesh, the hat, or the turban, mechaperet al gasei ruach, it atones for the sin of being arrogant. Minayin amar chanina, Yavo davar shebagova v'yichaper al gova, something that you wear up high that should atone for something that is up high, that someone thinks he's arrogant. Ave mechaper al hirhur halev, the belt atones for the sin of bad thoughts. Heichad deisi, that's where it was. It's physically where it was. Choshen mechaper al adinim, the choshen atones for judgments. Obviously, false judgments. Efo, the apron, mechaper al avodat kochavim, it atones for the sin of idolatry. Shenema ein efo du trafim. So there's a reference to that in the Navi. Mil mechaper al lashon hara, the meil, the cloak, the robe, atones for the sin of lashon hara. Ruchina yavo davar shebekol v'chaper davar kol hara. That's something that comes with the sound, because there were bells on the bottom of the robe that atones over the sound, over the some of the bad sounds, lashon hara. Tzitz mechaper al azuz parim, tzitz atones for the sin of brazenness. B'tzitz k'siv hayal meitzach Aaron, on the forehead of Aaron. Uva'azuz parim k'siv u'meitzach isha zon hayalach. Okay, so we have this comparison that the begadim serve as an atonement. So maybe you could, then there's the garments, the Big Day Kahuna, bring atonement just like the Korbanos. And maybe the point of this is to teach the Kohen that the zealous Kohen, the passionate Kohen, he's zealous and passionate for God. So if you're zealous and passionate for God, then maybe you don't tolerate those people who are not so observant, those people who make mistakes. You don't, and you, because you're God, you're with God. You know, there's always a question, if you're the intermediary, so is that you're sharing God's message with the people, or you are helping the people connect with God? Now, the Navi is the one who shares God's message with the people. The job of the Kohen is actually to help connect the people to God. And the challenge, perhaps the challenge, the danger of someone who has this initiative, this unbridled passion and initiative, so he may use it the wrong way. So therefore he wears garments to remind him that the function of the clothing you wear is you are the defender of Klal Yisrael. You are the bridge between man and God. Your job is not to punish or harm others in zealousness, but your job is to utilize the passion and the piety that you have to draw people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So these are potentially three approaches that we can think about. We think about the Big Day Kohen, the Big Day Kahuna. So the clothes make the man. So on the one hand, maybe it's not for the Kohen. There's a danger. It could deceive. It can, you know, create a false image. But no, it's the goal is to that the people, the rest of Klal Yisrael, should give honor to the Kohen. They should think he's royalty. Not the Kohen himself, but the office of the Kahuna. It perhaps will help shape the Kavana of the Kohen when he's doing the Avoda, and maybe even transform the Avoda into being one of Tiferet. It shapes, though, it changes it. It's not, Eino Doma, you can't compare Avoda without the Begadim, the Avoda with the Begadim. Change the whole nature of the Avoda with someone who has the right Kavana and the right focus when he's doing the Avoda, and that's the goal of the clothing, the Malbim. Or maybe the goal is really to tame the Kohen, to make the Kohen aware of what his job, what his function is, not just in the Beis HaMikdash, but perhaps even outside the Beis HaMikdash, to draw the people closer to the Kadosh Baruch Hu be'ahava, with love. And this is what the Kohen does. That's the bracha that we say in Birkas Kohanim. And this role, the Bidei Kahuna, highlights this very important function of the Kohen.